City Council Member. The City Council is the legislative or lawmaking branch of New York City's government. The City Council is responsible for passing local laws, making decisions about land use, investigating and overseeing city agencies, and approving the city's budget. Each council member represents one of the 51 New York City Council districts. Council members receive an annual base salary of $112,500. Council leaders and chairs of committees receive additional pay. Council members may hold other jobs in addition to their council seats. Candidate list for City Council District 18. Annabelle Palma, Democratic, Working Families. Walter Nessler, Green Party, Progressive. William Russell Moore, Jobs and Education. The following City Council District 18 candidates did not submit a profile for the voter guide. Lamont L. Paul, Republican. Eduardo Ramirez, Conservative.
Annabelle Palma, party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
I am currently the proud representative of the 18th Council District in the Bronx.
Previous occupations.
Prior to serving in the New York City Council, I worked at St. Vincent de Paul Senior Residence, where I became a practicing CNA and was elected as a union representative in 1994. In 1999, I was asked to join the staff at 1199 SEIU as a full-time organizer, where I trained thousands of union members on health and safety issues. I was first elected to the New York City Council in a special election in the fall of 2003 and re-elected to my first full term in 2005.
Education.
Certified Nursing Assistant, CNA, from Bronx Community College. Business Administration from Monroe College.
Organizational affiliations.
Bronx County Democratic Committee, Emily's List, Working Families Party, New York City Black, Latino, and Asian Caucus.
Prior public experience.
I am honored to have served the people of the 18th Council District since January 2004.
What is the most important issue in Council District 18 you would address if elected?
The most important issue has been and will continue to be improving the community I've lived in my entire life. I want nothing more than to continue working for and with my community and to continue fighting for better and increased access to affordable housing, great public schools, and good jobs that pay a living wage with benefits.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
I will continue to advocate for social justice, workers' rights, safer schools, and a cleaner environment. I will continue to focus my efforts in the City Council towards ensuring that our libraries, community centers, senior centers, and programs in local small businesses flourish.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
I understand what it's like to struggle every single day to build a better life for your family, to not have health care or to know how you're going to meet this month's bills. And I've been the single parent rushing home from work to make it to the teacher conference. These are the reasons why I first ran for City Council, to make government more responsive to the needs of families in our community. And that is why I fight every single day to make sure government is doing all that it can to deliver the affordable housing, good schools, and good jobs that our neighborhoods need.
Participating in the campaign finance program.
Walter Nessler.
Party enrolled in.
Independent.
Current occupation.
Landscape architect and certified arborist.
Previous occupation.
Not applicable.
Education.
Degrees in environmental studies and landscape architecture. Attended St. Raymond's High School, Holy Cross, and PS 69.
Organizational affiliations.
ASLA, CLARB, and ISA.
Prior public experience.
Community Board 9, Land and Zoning and Parks Committees.
What is the most important issue in Council District 18 you would address if elected?
4 years ago, when I ran against Annabelle Palma, we were dealing with the aftermath of an economic collapse. While the economy has rebounded for some, why has the Bronx been left behind? We are the poorest congressional district in America. The Bronx is the poorest county in New York State, with the highest unemployment and epidemic rates of diabetes, asthma, and obesity. Palma and the political machine she owes her job to have made no progress on these issues. We need a strong voice to improve our health and local economy. I'll put my experience as a business owner to work to bring jobs to the district. We need economic growth here and now.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
We need more than just jobs. As councilman, I will be on top of all land and zoning issues affecting our district. We also need improvements to our schools, housing, infrastructure, transportation, public safety, and parks to make this area of the Bronx sustainable. We need to help locally owned business grow, offer training opportunities for people to find jobs, and we especially need to take care of our seniors. Serving on Community Board 9, I have been an outspoken advocate for these issues. Meanwhile, Annabelle Palma has missed countless opportunities and has actually lost millions of dollars for our district. It's time for change.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
10 years of Annabelle Palma filling a seat and doing nothing for her constituents is enough. We need a real advocate for the Southeast Bronx, and I will put my years of experience working with city government to work for you. My resume speaks for itself. 12 years on Community Board 9, 30 years as a business owner working on city contracts, and years of tireless volunteering in our community. Unlike Annabelle Palma, who has been completely invisible to her constituents and who shamelessly voted to repeal term limits to give herself another 4 years of government salary, I will actually work for you.
Participating in the campaign finance program.
William Russell Moore. Party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
Systems representative for Johnson's Controls, Inc. and president of District 18's Community Action Group.
Previous occupations.
Chief of Staff to Councilwoman Una Clark, Deputy Press Secretary and Community Coordinator for former Bronx Borough Presidents Fernando Ferrer and Budget Coordinator under Adolfo Carrion Jr., respectively.
Education.
I have an associate degree in computer information systems and a bachelor's of arts degree in political science from the State University of New York, SUNY, at Farmingdale, and Stony Brook in Long Island.
Organizational affiliations.
At New York Urban League, the National Action Network's Bronx Chapter, NACCP, the Rainbow Push Coalition, and BLUB.
Prior public experience.
Special Assistant to Commissioner Richard Murphy at NYC Department of Youth Services. I was tapped by Mayor David N. Dinkins to work in his press and speech writing offices. Bronx Borough President Fernando Ferrer hired me as one of his deputy press secretaries, community coordinator, and an ombudsman officer. I solved borough-wide problems. NYC Councilwoman Una S.T. Clark, D-40, hired me as her chief of staff and communications director to manage her city council and district offices.
What is the most important issue in Council District 18 you would address if elected?
I have traveled District 18 by foot and have knocked on doors, sometimes by myself in many New York City Housing Authority, NYCHA, projects at night, and residents have told me to my face that they feel abandoned and forgotten by the incumbent. I live here too, and I will fight to improve our quality of life, securing tax abatements and lower property taxes.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
I will create jobs, affordable housing, and home ownership opportunities for local residents. I will rid our schools of bullies who threaten our kids' general welfare and education.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
I will not forget those who elect me to office. I know what it means to be raised by a single mother on welfare, go to college, graduate, and come back to my community to help improve the quality of life for local residents. I will fight for the voiceless and give residents a renewed sense of hope and opportunity. I am a brother who is not afraid to make a difference in tough neighborhoods. I will keep my word and fight for you.
participating in the campaign finance program.